Each day, a team of 11 students works together to produce Panther Vision, our Oregon High School student news update. This team was recently recognized as one of the best in the state by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Today, we're going to hear all about it from our student team of producers and their advisor.
Welcome to this episode of Inside the OSD Podcast, where it's all about the kids. Here is your host, lifelong educator, and our superintendent, Dr. Leslie Bergstrom.
We're going to start our discussion with Panther Vision Advisor, Eric Rogers. So could you start by introducing yourselves to our listeners and your role in the OSD?
Yes. Okay, I practiced this. A multimedia production, a technology specialist is my official title,
okay.
Which basically means I work with anything that's district production-wise, mm-hmm. And then also if students have issues with Chromebooks or teachers need computer fixes, that's part of my job.
How is your job divided in that way? Like, how much time do you spend on one thing versus the other? That's interesting to me.
Yeah, so I will get in before school and kind of work on, you know, scripting, setting up, gathering stories for Panther Vision.
Right.
And during that time is also if there's tickets that came in for things that were like need to be fixed around the school.
You gotta do that at the same time.
Then I'm kind
time.
Of balancing that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know like what percentage that splits up to be, but
it sounds like a busy
it's
morning.
Like, it mixes all together. Yeah.
Well, what does it take to put on a production of this quality every day?
Well, I think it's mostly about the setup and communication and how, like, the organization of getting students in. So we have a schedule with our news anchors who come mm-hmm. in. So they're right now about, like, lunchtime is kind of when they come in to record it. So we'll get everything set up. Any editing that was from a past story gets done. So that's kind of the organization of how that happens.
Thank you. So you have about 11 students, a pretty great team who put on Panther Visions each day. What's special about this group?
Well, they each bring something different to the table. So, yeah. You know, you have some people who are more behind the scenes and keeping things organized. And that was something that, you know, in the past years, I said, oh, it'd be so nice if I had an assistant of some kind. And then, you know, we have, you know, people like Morgan Bohr who came along to kind of fill that role. And then you have Haley Vavoda, who's doing some of that as well. And then managing a website, which is, you know, the website that we have was currently available only to staff members on the OHS site. So we're kind of building that up. And so thanks to Haley and Morgan for that. But each one of them has a different element to what they do. And some people are learning more about the journalistic skills of getting out in the field and reporting. And some people are going to be more, you know, I want to be a news anchor. So we're building those skills up. So each one of them is kind of heading in a little bit of a different direction, but they all have a role within Panther Vision that kind of helps put everything together.
How fulfilling will it be in 5 years when you start to see some of your students show up on news shows around the state or around the country? That will be really exciting.
It will be. And I think we're already seeing some of the past members of our team doing that. And we saw Betsabe Ramos, one of our former hosts in Green Bay for our award ceremony that she was mentioning how she is now basically running the show at University of Wisconsin Whitewater for their news program. So it's already like, you know, you see some of the skills building here. And then when they take it on to the next level, like it's fulfilling to know that, all right, you know, I was a small piece of, you know, what they are then taking those skills to develop. And it's, you know,
it's a great experience you're providing them though. So what skills and qualities are you hoping the students take away from this experience for their future?
I think depending on what their role is, if they can gather some kind of professional news judgment and writing skills mm-hmm. and investigative skills and how to interview. I think the hardest part about interviewing, for me at least, was you have a list of questions that you kind of want to ask going into an interview, but then you have to be able to listen to what they're saying because you never know where that path is going to take them on the interview part. So I think that's kind of a couple different lessons to learn.
You have to really be able to think on your feet. You can't plan it all out perfectly, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, thinking on your feet is definitely one of those skills, and I'm glad to be a small part of what they're learning. And I think, you know, Associated Press style book and, you know, learning all those little journalistic writing elements are a huge part of what's going to take them to hopefully a bright future in journalism or something similar.
Thank you. Now let's turn to some of our students from the team. So could you each start by introducing yourself to our listeners, your year in school, and your role in Panther Vision?
I'm Cole Krieger. I'm a senior here at OHS, and I do Panther Vision sports.
I am Morgan Bohr. I am a junior at OHS, and I do Panther Vision's media management.
I'm Haley Vavoda. I am a senior, and I do news roundups and work on the website and other various things.
Thank you. All right, so the next question is one I'd like each of you to answer, but I'm going to start with you, Haley, and go backwards. Mm-hmm. What is involved in fulfilling your part of Panther Vision every day?
So most days right now I'm working on the website. I kind of built and revamped the website so that it'd be an easier access for students and staff and even community members outside of the school Great. District to kind of access and see what we're doing and kind of get updated news. Outside of that, usually once a week, I'll either host Panther Vision or I will film news roundups, which is kind of world or state news.
That must take a lot of time. How much time does it take you a week as part of your schedule, part of your life?
I'm in here about an hour every day.
So. Are you?
Yep.
Wow. All right. Morgan, how about you?
So I also work with Haley on the website.
Okay.
I also do various other calendar things, making sure everyone gets their time in the studio, as well as whatever really needs to be done, emails, scheduling things. The social media is always up to date from our past trip, and then also like whoever's recording in here, I might post a little blurb on the Instagram page or things like that.
And about how much time a week is it taking you?
I'm in here a couple hours a week.
Okay, thank you. All right, Cole, tell me about your role.
So with sports, I'm just writing scripts every week. I film two times a week. Just keeping up with Panther athletics, Panther athletes. Just keeping up with the sports calendar and making sure I know about athletes' individual stories and stuff like that.
Okay, so that is interesting because it's not only the time filming, but it's the time that it takes to understand people's individual stories.
Yeah.
So how much time is that taking in your life to do this good work?
Well, I'm down here in the studio a couple hours a day, but any time I have, I don't know, any extra time in study hall or in class, I'm just looking at the sports calendar, looking at, you know, Oregon Observer, seeing what's going on with our Panther athletes, because I'm classmates with these guys.
Right, so you're just talking to them.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see what's up with them, yeah.
That is really cool. So what's been your favorite part about this experience?
I'd be lying if I said I didn't enjoy all of it. I love all of it. But just, like I said, just getting to know people and being appreciated by students and, more importantly, student athletes. I mean, there's people who I don't even know on a personal level come up to me and thank me for talking about them on Panther Vision, mentioning them, talking about their sports teams and stuff. And it makes my day when they say that.
So the gratitude from other people is a pretty cool part of it.
Exactly.
Morgan, what are you thinking is your favorite part?
Well, I've built really good relationships here in the studio, as well as like with classmates from other grade levels that I wouldn't normally talk to, as well as just kind of getting to like fulfill my dream of wanting to like run things and be a part of media management.
Yeah.
So it's been a really good step like for later on in college.
Absolutely. And how about you, Haley?
Kind of building off what Morgan said, I think like the team building and the community aspect that we've had here in Panther Vision has been like super beneficial, and I've really like appreciated that. Outside of that, I feel like I've had so much like real world and like career experiences to kind of take with me if I'm going to go into journalism or something like adjacent to that.
Right.
So,
well, you know, what's so impressive for each of you is that it isn't just about the on-camera work. You're doing all of the important tasks that are behind the scene to pull this all together. That is super impressive. And how you work with one another. Tell me, how do you deal with conflict? Because you're all trying to do interesting things to make something important happen. So conflict's bound to come up. What do you do?
I actually feel like we haven't had too many conflicts here. I feel like mostly it's just been like scheduling conflicts, like trying to find the time to get in. If there's when we're doing fully student produced episodes, it can be like more stressful trying to like pack everything into a limited amount of time. But I think it is again like relying on each other and then having that communication.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I was hoping you would bring that up because that's what makes this all work. is really good communication and collaborative relationships. And when you think about whatever's next for you, whether it's this field or another field, that is an amazing thing to take with you. Amazing. So, and I'm not at all surprised. Panther Vision was recently recognized as one of the best in the state. And so what does that mean to you? And what is it going to be like to attend the celebration at Lambeau? And any of you can just pop in.
It means a lot just to be a part of something as cool and as fun as this. I want to thank Mr. Rogers, obviously, for giving me the opportunity, because it's been a great environment here at Panther Vision. And it was a great environment at Lambeau, too. I got the opportunity to listen to some Wisconsin sports media members talk about their experience in the work field, kind of seeing how we compare to their life and their work field. And that was kind of highlight of my day at Lambeau, because I want to work in sports media. And yeah, it was really cool to see how things kind of run with the professionals.
I bet you have a leg up on a lot of the people who were professionals. If they think back to what it was like when they were 17 or 18, you're doing things I bet you nobody else is doing. So that's really cool. How about one of you?
I feel like kind of specifically with Lambeau Field, it was cool to like get the award, but I think it was more so like I got to interview former host Betsabe Ramos and also the MC of the event, Kyle Wallace. And I feel like for me, that was kind of like my big takeaways, is that was really cool for me to kind of put into action like skills that I've been working on all throughout the year and last year, and kind of like do it in the field. I think that was just a really, really cool experience for me.
Oh, I bet. How about you, Morgan?
It was super fun. I enjoyed getting to talk to new people and watch Haley do her thing and get to like mess around with like recording. And then we had like headshots, which was really fun. And kind of learning how like some of the camera stuff worked was really fun, and like behind the scenes stuff was awesome.
Did you get to take home headshots that you can use professionally?
Yes, we got headshots taken and they're emailing them to us.
Oh, well, that could be super handy next year. Mm-hmm. All right. So we talked about this a little bit, but finally, what skills do you think you're building, and what do you think you're going to take away from this into your future?
I can go.
Okay.
I've learned a lot about communication and building relationships with people, not only like us here, but also like in the community, and learning how to bring other people from the community in, and figuring out how to widespread our media. And it's just been such a fun experience and a really good like stepping stone for like going into college.
Thanks, Morgan.
Another thing I would say is writing skills. As someone who wants to go into the journalism field, just honing my writing skills and writing the scripts, it's going to mean a lot eventually down the road as I continue to improve on this journey. I'm going off to college, you know, as a senior. It's a new step in my life, and I'm looking forward to it. Yeah,
absolutely. And Haley?
I think it's like a combination of skills that I'm going to take with me to college and potentially my career, but also like a lot of the connections that I've made. I feel like I'll take with me for a long time, and that's going to be super beneficial in the future.
I bet it will.
Remember that you can find links to all episodes of Inside the OSD and submit topic ideas on our website at oregonsd.org/podcast. You can find this podcast anywhere you can find podcasts. Make sure to subscribe if you're listening on one of these apps to get notifications on the most recent episodes. We'll see you next time on Inside the OSD, where it's all about the kids.